Anyone with a computer can set up a weblog, or blog for short. Some write eyewitness accounts of events like 9/11 or Hurricane Katrina. Others post opinions, photos, poetry, or humorous articles and wait for readers to comment. More serious bloggers are cynical of mainstream news organizations. And blogs are proving powerful tools for politicians who want to mobilize voters and raise money.
Line one.
Here at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's office in Madison, self-described watchdogs track lawmakers' fundraising and spending habits.
It's our job to shine light in dark places at the Capitol and tell people what we find when we shine that light.
Mike McCabe is the executive director of the nonpartisan agency which produces the Big Money Blog.
We want to outrage people. Sometimes we look for the humorous or the ironic, but we do that to hopefully get under people's skin and make them think about how outrageous the behavior at the Capitol has become.
Blogger and journalism professor Christine Bowe says the most credible blogs keep readers coming back. She began posting her articles in the 90s, before it was called blogging. Now the UW-Eau Claire graduate hosts 23 blogs and monitors around 100. She says the virtual world of millions of bloggers is termed a blogosphere, a quasi-scientific word for an internet ecosystem.
It's kind of like a self-regulating system, like a thermostat. The system that you might say fact-checks itself. It ostracizes people who tell things that aren't true. It will ostracize the mainstream media people, or, you know, sometimes pile on and point at them and go, you.
Bowes is on leave from CNN's headline news desk to serve as a distinguished professor in the University of Montana's journalism school. There she teaches a seminar on the uneasy relationship between blogging and journalism. That's the issue for skeptics like retired UW-Eau Claire political science professor Mort Cypress.
You may waste a lot of time going to blogs, getting tidbits here and there, without necessarily having a real factual base. And then what do you know, except information that feeds your own prejudices or information that's just downright incorrect.
But Christine Bowes says that's the beauty of blogs. Anyone can speak freely.
In traditional media, editors made those decisions for you as if you were a child. In the blogosphere, you're expected to use critical thinking and good judgment.
However, getting your message out through a blog, Bowes says, can be nasty.
When a story comes out and it has force, and say it's broken by someone in the blogosphere can become an echo chamber, and it can become shrill, and it can even turn into a lynch mob.
It was bloggers at Minnesota-based PowerlineBlog.com who discredited documents that CBS's Dan Rather used to criticize President Bush's military records. Stephen Walters is the Madison Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He has respect for bloggers.
I think bloggers on both sides of politics forced me to become a better reporter because they're out there, they're on the internet, and sometimes we do have to respond. It was an example. A blogger suggested that State Senator John Urbanbach might not run again, seek re-election. I saw that blog and immediately went up to State Senator Urbanbach. He said, well, I haven't made a decision. I may not run again. So we immediately wrote a state politics blog on it.
Walter says a blog article doesn't need the depth of one going into the morning paper. Meanwhile, for some, the blog explosion appears to be overwhelming. How will they ever have time to go to all the interesting weblogs? Experienced bloggers like Christine Bowes say the blog software features a link to a customized headline feed reader based on RSS, or really simple syndication.
And I can scan the headlines, and if there's a topic I'm interested in, I click on it. But I'm not going to all of those blogs.
That's a plus for the startup bloggers at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign who want to make it easy for people to know when their site has been updated.
We identified a bunch of big businesses that got state help even though they looked like they didn't need it. And so I thought that that might make a good blog idea, and I'm
That's
kind of
scared. That's a good item. That's worth putting out there. I guess.
And there's another way to find blogs. The search engine Yahoo now provides blog options when you search for news. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Obvious that it's relevant to the earlier work that we've done, that we pointed out examples where people are getting state business that, you know, they probably shouldn't get the state help, but they've gotten it because they're big campaign contributors. So just make sure you link to the Serving the Have More's report, and then we can go with it. It can go up any time, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
What else you got?
The second thing was, remember a few months back,